Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn with me this evening to the book of Proverbs? Proverbs, what chapter? That's right, chapter 4. If you have not been with us, let me inform you that we have begun on a series on Friday nights here that we are calling The Wisdom of God. The Wisdom of God. And we're very excited about it. Yeah, amen. I said we're very excited about it. Yeah, yeah, we are. We are. Because we are hungry for the wisdom of God, and we are beginning to see what's available to us and how much higher we can operate and function in the very wisdom of God Himself. Have you found Proverbs 4?
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom. Everybody say, get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get understanding. Say that. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. What will preserve you?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Love her, and she shall keep you. What will keep you?
Wisdom.
But you gotta what?
Love it.
Love wisdom. Do you love wisdom?
Yes.
So you can't be ambiguous about it. You can't be passive about it. Well, yeah, it'd be nice to have wisdom. Nah, you got to hunger for it. We've already read about that, didn't we? We read over to where it talks about wisdom is crying in the streets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And we found out something else has to cry.
Right.
We got to cry. We found the other passage. We got to cry out for wisdom and desire it and hunger for it. There's too much passiveness among Christians. There's too much spiritual laziness. Well, if it'd follow me, I'd take it. My granddad, Quinnen Nelson Moore, QN they called him. He's a character. He used to tell me as a little boy, I didn't understand why he'd tell me this story over and over again. He'd tell me this story. One of his biggest convictions was be a man and work. I mean, he had it strong. I was 16 years old one time, helping him cut wood. And I mean, I'm cutting wood. I mean, he's cutting and I'm loading. And he's far ahead of me. And I'm slinging wood, man. I'm sweating and I'm working. And I thought I was really doing it, you know. And finally, he put his saw down. He said, boy, if you're not going to work, go to the house. Golly. I thought I was working. Well, I ain't going to the house. So, man, we had to really get with it. But he was that way. He just, you know, very strong, strong work ethic. And a good dose of that is good. You can overdo it with it. And he did. But a good dose of it is good. A lot of folk could use a measure of that. They're too far on the other side. But anyway, he'd tell me this story. And for years, little boy, I thought it was true. Later, I found out it wasn't, you know. It was a parable. It was this fella that was sorry. Now, we're down south. Huh? Y'all know sorry. Sorry in the community. Didn't work. Sorry. Lay up. Lazy bum. And he was so sorry for year after year and bummed off everybody year after year until the folk of the community decided he was too sorry to live. So they go and bury him alive. Here's a story my grandpa tell me as a little boy. I'm a little guy. I'm thinking, wow. They're going to bury him alive. Yeah, bury him alive. Why? He's sorry. Because he'd ask me, you know, why? Sorry. Me and my little brother, we knew he's sorry, rascal. Deserved to be buried, you know. After so many years, you know. And so they're toting him out of town in the wagon. Of course, you know, this dates him. But in the wagon, they're taking, he's laying in the coffin, you know. They're taking him out of town. And one fella spoke up and said, you know, where y'all taking him, you know? We're burying him. He's sorry, rascal. He's too sorry to live. He said, well, why? He ain't got enough to make it through the winter. He don't have any corn. He don't have any stuff. And he won't plant any. And he won't try to make any. And the guy said, well, I'll give him some corn. I'll give him enough corn to make it through the winter. They stopped the wagon. You will? Yeah. So the fellow raised up out of the coffin and said, is it shelled? And the man said, no. He said, drive on, boys. Drive on, boys. Well, he's sorry. Is that right? Your papa didn't tell you stories like that? I heard that one probably 1,000 times. Drive on, boys. Well, this passiveness, this if it would fall on me, if somebody bring it to me and put it in my hand, well, yeah, I'd enjoy it. That doesn't cut it. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, what do you say? Covet earnestly the best gifts. You got to have some fire in your belly. You got to have some desire for the things of God and be willing. You know, that's one thing that's wrong with a lot of people. They won't get up early enough to go to church. Huh? Just lazy. You know, not enough fire in them to hurry up and get home and clean up and get to the meeting or to do something or, you know, be involved in the part. Well, I just got too much going on and I just like to sit here in the chair. And, well, life's going to be over in a flash. And the only thing that's going to matter is what we did for people, for the kingdom of God. So we need to be alert and aware. Isn't that what the scripture said? Wake, thou that sleepest. Rise from the dead. Christ will give you light. How many think that the night is far spent? And it's high time that we got with the program, right? And do everything we know to do. Be the biggest help and be the biggest blessing that God can use us to be. None of this drive on, boys. Proverbs 4, are you there? Wisdom, verse 7, is the principal thing. Therefore what? Get wisdom. Now see, that's the third time he said that. Get it. Get it. Get wisdom and with all your getting, do what? Get. Get it. Get it. Turn your neighbor and say that. Get it. Get what? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Now, do you understand from that that you can just be real passive and it'll probably fall on you one of these days, maybe?
No.
No? No? What do you understand? Like the woman with the issue of blood. You remember her? Who got healed. She didn't get her healing laying in the house singing Kumbaya. I wish somebody had noticed me and come by and touch me, please, Jesus, if it's your will. No, in her weakened condition. I mean, she's been through everything. She's weak. She's been hemorrhaging for years and years in her weakened condition. She got out. She found Jesus. She found the crowd. And he looked like it was impossible to get to him. But she just would not, you know, lay down and die with this thing. She pressed Oh, hallelujah, that's a message, isn't it? She pressed through the crowd. She kept saying, if I just touch the hem of his clothes, I will be made whole. If I just touch, when I touch, when I touch. And she pressed through. How many know it took some doing? In a crowd like that, in a weakened condition. She traveled, she got there, she pressed, she reached through, and she got it. She got it. Say it out loud again, get it. Get it. So that's what faith is. Faith is a receiver. Believe that you receive. It actually, how many remember Mark 11:24? What Jesus said, what things soever you desire. Remember that? When you pray, do what?
Believe
that God is good. No, you need to believe that, but that's not what that said. Believe it is his will for you to be blessed and healed and have. No. That's not believing what he said here. Believe what? Believe he can do it. Believe he's able. No, it's not what it said. What did it say? Believe what? What must you believe? Believe that you receive them. See, people are believing all kind of stuff instead of that. Well, I believe God's good. That's great. But that's not enough. I believe it's God's will. I believe God wants me to have it. Wonderful. But that's not enough. Right? What must you believe? Now, if you look this up, if you look it up, you'll find in Vines and Strong's and different places that the original meaning of this word, believe that you receive them, is take. T-A-K-E. It's translated that way in other portions and passages. So believe what? Believe that you receive them or believe that you take them. Isn't that what that woman did? Think about it. Jesus wasn't having a meeting. He wasn't teaching. He wasn't preaching. He wasn't having a healing line. Right? She didn't even ask him if it'd be okay for her to get a healing. Ain't it good she wasn't confused that it might not be God's will for her to be healed? She didn't ask anybody. She didn't check with any schools of theology or write in any letters or questions. She just pressed in and took it. And the Bible said immediately she felt in her body that she was healed and made whole of that thing. See, now the feeling was the last thing that happened. Did you see that? See, people are trying to feel first. It didn't work that way. Feeling is the last thing. The believing you receive, the believing you take, happens first.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Instruction and Correction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602D. That's R1602D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.